Hello everyone, this is Victoria again, and I'm talking with Anish. He and I were just having a casual conversation, and we decided to include you in this conversation because it's about human DNA being mixed with alien DNA, and this is a conversation that a lot of people are starting to have. So he wanted to include some of his knowledge on why humans and hybrids do now exist.
I wish to first of all say thank you for being willing to listen to the words that I wish to speak to you about how you are, in essence, all of you, a form of hybrid and why that has happened. You see, many of the alien species that have been discussing the potential and what possibly may come to pass to humanity have decided that they can intervene slightly, and that intervention was simply by allowing you a small amount of alien DNA, much the way perhaps you would have a child learn how to walk, so you would provide them with good walking shoes and you would encourage them to stand. This small percentage of alien DNA was a gift, and it was a gift from us to you to help you come together to form the correct kind of new world order, one built on trade and fidelity and assistance with each other, so that we could then justify allowing you into the multiverse to share the future with all of those of us who are already present and have been, which comes as quite a shock, I see, to many of you.
Well, I have been trying to introduce the whole idea of human hybrids for quite some time, mainly because of my own DNA. And what I'm saying is that there are one-third, I believe you had mentioned previously, on this planet, one-third of the population have even more alien DNA than possibly the rest do, for particular reasons, correct?
Absolutely. And actually, if we were to be completely truthful, you have 100% alien DNA because we were the ones that created you.
That's
in the
right.
First damn place. But of course, your religious and political dogma, as it has come to be known, as the other beings who have spoken, have also limited you in what you are capable of comprehending and understanding at this time. Only the words that you hear today and similar prophetic words can unlock the mysteries and the knowledge that already exists in your mind. You already know this truth, but it is being suppressed by religion and politics.
Speaking of which, religion, I was watching something today going on in the Middle East where sculptures of the Anunnaki that were amazing places once were being destroyed just so that we would not know about you, so we would not understand where we came from, and it's being done on purpose. But I'm telling you guys that if you know inside of yourself, if you really look inside, you know some of you are just not like others out there. You don't feel the same way, you don't act the same way, and you certainly don't think the same way. You are not weird, you are blessed.
And I am here to call to you and to tell you that the time has come for you to realize and to awaken to the clarion call of the beings off-world who sing to you. It is time for you to begin to listen to what it is being said, and you must begin to also follow, because you are the leaders of the future, and you are those who must also take up the mantle of the prior and all the priors that were long before you, but had greater understanding, because we seek to enlighten and awaken again. That's why we are awakened with you now, but you must come forward and you must be ready to stand with the others of your kind so that you may turn and save humanity.
Thank you. I mean, you don't have to believe in the same way that I believe. You don't have to think the same way that I think, but just being a good person and standing up for For instance, the children that are disappearing across our earth, and being a voice for them, because the women's movement is marching for reasons that I don't understand, when I've seen some horrific things that are going on in third world countries where women are really under subjection, and not one word about this terror and this horror that goes on for them. So I want you to understand that there is a difference between the truth and a facade. And it is a facade that you see right now, but in your heart and in your mind, you know what is the truth.
Ultimately, humanity must come together under the right and positive forces of the universe. If you wish to seek out more and learn more, then you must also embrace the continuance and the upward mobility of your species. You cannot stagnate at this time. There is too much that is left undone. And while all of this is happening at the same time on your planet, you have great calamities about to befall all of you. There is little time left. You must get your home in order.
Yes, we heard from Chattel before today, and he was saying the same things. This is not something that these beings enjoy telling you, and many of them have been on our Earth on and off throughout history and warned humanity before. For those who believe in the Bible, should you read some of your scriptures, you will see that many that spoke once said similar things. Now, if you read the scriptures again, you will see that this time that is happening on the earth, it is not just me. There are other people out there who are saying the same things, who are receiving the same messages, and they're trying to warn you. If you believe in these things, then maybe you should be paying attention to some of what is being said, because the words themselves make sense, even if you don't believe the people who are speaking.
I believe that will be sufficient.
Yes.
I hear the barking and baying of the hounds. It is time. But if I would say one last thing, it would be this. Always seek to understand and seek to learn the truth about things around you, and do not accept what they have simply told you. Seek to understand this information, because your very life may depend upon it. I wish all of you well in the coming days.
Thank you, Anish. And with that, I will also say goodbye, and we will speak again soon. Thank you.